It once happened that a group of chassidim were sitting in a town around the table by Shal Shudas. And before they began to sing the Nagunim for the Shal Shudas and to Chazar Mayim for the Rebbe, there was an elderly mashpia sitting at the table who had once been a Talmud of the great mashpia of Shlomo Chaim Kesselman, all of the Shalom. One of the younger chassidim at the table asked the mashpia sitting there if Reb Shlomo Chaim ever learned the Kutei Moran. It's known that the paths of Chabad and Breslov are different paths. Reb Shlomo Chaim was considered the leading Chabad Mashpia in Eretz Yisrael. So Talmud wanted to understand if Reb Shlomo Chaim had also studied the path of Breslov and if he incorporated Breslov's path into the teachings of Chabad. So this Mashpia answered the young Talmud and he said that yes, Shlomo Chaim in fact did study Likutei Moran, and not only did Shlomo Chaim study Likutei Moran, but many of the Ziknei Chassidim, many of the elderly Chassidim also studied Likutei Moran. And even though they remained Chabad Chassidim, Likutei Moran was important. It is an important element of the Avodas Hashem. And then the Mashpia said as follows: there are some people who are born Lubavitchers and they study Likutei Moran and they remain Lubavitchers. There are some people who are born Lubavitchers and they study Likutei Moran and they become big Breslov Chassidim. And some people who are born Breslov Chassidim and they study Teres Chabad and they become Chabad Chassidim. And some people who are born Satmar Chassidim and they study the Teres of the Sasemes and they become Ger Chassidim. And how do we account for that? What's the story there? So the great Mashpia explained that we can understand what's going on here with all this color and people coming from one place and going to another with the following tale. There once was a hen, and the hen was sitting on her eggs, and the egg of a duck's egg, rolled into the hen's nest. And the hen was also sitting on the duck's egg. And then one day, all the eggs hatched, and there were a bunch of little chickens, and there was a duckling. And the little chickens and the duckling would walk around, they would follow the hen, and the hen would feed them, and everyone was living very happily. One day, the hen and her chicks and the duckling were walking, and they passed by a river. And the duckling jumped into the river. And the hen began to scream and shout. And she said, my child, what are you doing? You're going to drown. But the duckling didn't drown. The duckling paddled with its webbed feet. And it swam off. And it thanked its mother, the hen, for adopting it and for supporting it and allowing it to grow. But now it was able to manifest its potential. It had to follow its path of swimming in the water and not only walking on the land. So Great Mashpia explained that the way that Hashem distributes neshamas is sometimes not so clear to us. And sometimes neshama, which ultimately is meant to swim in the water, is born into a family that walks on the land. And when parents see their children taking a different path, or when educators see their students taking a different path, sometimes they become all alarmed. But the great Mashpia explained that really, Hashem makes sure that everyone will get to the destination they need to get to. Every neshama ultimately gets to its source. And the fact that the neshama started out in the proverbial hen's nest might be because that neshama needs to learn certain lessons from the hen to take into its further journey. So one of the Talmidim was a bit dissatisfied with this. And he asked the Great Mashpia, is it really true that Hashem makes sure that everybody needs to go to the place that they need to go? Meaning, what about people who are born into frum families? Let's say they're born in Lakewood, New Jersey, or they're born in Teaneck to a wonderful frum family. And then they go so far from Judaism that they begin to almost appear like a goy. So first, the great Mashpia said, Chas v'shalom, Chas v'shalom. Hashem, of course, gave everybody bechira. Hashem gave everyone free choice. And people who choose to live like a goy are not filling their mission in life. And really, they should be acting like Jews along the path of the Jews. But then the Great Mishra said, but if you think about it more deeply, if you consider things more deeply, and we shouldn't follow this path of ideation, but he said, nonetheless, if you think about it more deeply, even somebody who is born as a firm Jew and begins to behave as a goy, from Lamaila, from above, they also perhaps need to walk on that path. But the hope and prayer is that their having walked on that path will ultimately be for the good and will ultimately be evident to us that we should ultimately understand why it is that they needed to walk on that path. And we also pray that they will come back and rejoin the fold.